Here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right. Thank you for that great introduction, Andrew Jones. Well, as you can see, my trusty partner in crime is not here this evening. Lo was not able to make it. And of course, as announced last week, our producer, Ray, she is not here. She's actually going back to college. So she's got some things she needs to do to get prepared for that. And so I am here flying alone tonight. And this is a non-political show. We stay away from politics. We just talk about odd things that are going on in the world. And so I'm going to need everybody's help tonight from the chat room. We're going to need it. We're going to need your assistance because there will be times throughout this show where I will flop. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm going to fall on my face. Let's see. We got quite a few people in the room already. We got Mickey Kentucky. She's in the room. Hello, Mickey. I hope you're doing well. Angry Conservative is here. Stephanie Lindley, all the way from Tennessee, down there in Nashville. She's here tonight. Jennifer Myers is here. Hello, Jennifer. She is the purveyor of the Greyfeather Farm, all natural skincare products. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. Miss Lady's here. She's saying hello to the family. And that's about it right now. But we'll have people popping in and out throughout the night, I'm sure. If you want to be a caller, if you want to save me and rescue me from this pathetic show, the number is 602-475-2000. Again, 602-475-2000. Looks like Bob Myers is in the room. No, producer Shell is not here either, actually. I am actually in this entire home left alone. I can't believe they trusted me to be in the house alone for this amount of time. Actually, Shell is out with producer Ray shopping, getting her stuff ready for college. So she's a senior this year. She's on her way back down to her school there. And, you know, and Logan, my partner in crime, Lo, he is out. He is taking care of business, doing some things tonight with the fam. So unfortunately, I am stuck, but I spent like hours preparing my show. So I didn't want to just not do a show. Plus, you guys rely on us being here. I don't know about that. Might be overspeaking a little bit. Angry Conservative says, do you need some adult supervision? You know, Angry, I think that probably I do. There's a good chance. I'm sure right now my wife is concerned I'll burn the house down. Anyway. Hey, my brother's in the room. How you doing, Dave Smith? Hope you're doing well. Friday night. It is Friday night. And we're live here in the Say What You Will radio studios. And, I got to tell you, before I get started, I drink those ice drinks, right? You know, the sparkling water. Well, let me tell you something. I came across this little dandy today. This is made by the same company, Sparkling Ice, but it's got caffeine and it's blue raspberry. And it's in a can and it's delicious. Absolutely refreshing. Let's see here. Stephanie says, I went to Jessica White's 65th birthday bash last Saturday night. Anybody heard of the Dancing Outlaw or the Wild Wonderful Whites of West Virginia? No, but that sounds pretty fun, Stephanie Lindley. I wish I could have been there. Let's see. Miss Lady says, hello, Angry Conservative. Jennifer Mao, she's saying hello to everybody. Angry Conservative. I have to grow up in Ohio Valley. I have. I grew up in Ohio. That's right. That's right. We talked about that, Angry Conservative. I'm familiar with where you're at. Well, where you were. I am familiar with where you were. Not too far from the Wish Virginia Panhandle. That's exactly right. Well, let's see. We have a packed show for you tonight. We've got videos. We've got pictures. We've got all kinds of information. Of course, we've got all kinds of odd news. But as we always do, let's start off the show with today in history. '88, Martha Turner is murdered by an unknown assailant believed to be Jack the Ripper. in London, England. You know, a lot of people believe that Van Gogh, the artiste, I think it was Van Gogh. I believe they, Van Gogh and Jack the Ripper, same person. Yeah, a lot of people think that, actually. I don't know if it's true, but you can Google it. 1890, William Kemmler becomes the first man to be executed by the electric chair. Huh. How about that? Well, you know, you gotta make your mark somehow, right? 1945, Paul Tibbets, the commander of the Enola Gay, drops the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. That happened today. 1945. It was the second atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki that induced the Japanese to surrender, because one wasn't enough. The second one, that was it. 1972, Atlanta Braves right fielder Hank Aaron hits his 660th and 661st home runs, setting the major league record for the most home runs by a single player for a single franchise. How about that? 1972. 1973, singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder is in an automobile accident and goes into a four-day coma. My question is, what was he driving for? What was he doing driving? Anyway, 1991, the Berners-Lee publishes the first ever website. 1991. Remember Al Gore said he invented the internet? I wonder if he knew the Tim Berners-Lee. Anyway, Tim Berners-Lee publishes the first ever website. It was info.cern.ch. There you go. I don't even know if it's, I should have Googled it to see if it was still a website. 1997, Microsoft announces it will invest $150 million in troubled rival Apple computers. So there you go. That was today in history. All right, let's get to some of the comments here. Let's see. Mickey says, bringing the laughs tonight, Pops. I need to pick me up. Yeah, you know, Mickey, I'm sorry. If I'm not that funny tonight, I'm just not that good by myself, right? It's okay talking, you know, my other show, but we'll see. We'll see how the night turns out. Miss Lady says, interesting. That's right. AC, I grew up in Pennsylvania. Boats and Hoes, what part of Pennsylvania? That's where I grew up. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, just outside of the Berg. Logic Rex is here. He's waving. He's saying, hello. How you doing, Rex? I hope you're doing well. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Angry Conservative says, what part of Pennsylvania? Yeah. All right. Let's see. Everyone's saying hello to each other. Hi, Rex. Oh, by Pittsburgh, Boats and Hoes says. How about that? Yeah, me and you both. Oil City. I know where Oil City is. Of course I do. Course, not too far. I think that was up around Katanning, if I'm correct. I may be wrong. Angry Conservative says, I grew up an hour and a half west of Pittsburgh. That's exactly right. Across that panhandle. Yeah. What is it with Pittsburgh for all of us? Well, I don't know. Pittsburgh was, you know, it's a great city. Let's be honest. Let's see. Dave Smith says, that's what she said. Boats and Hoes, that's what, I don't know. Boats and Hoes says, you know, Oil City, that's right. You will be fine, fam. You're good at what you do. Thank you, Miss Lady. I appreciate that. I really do. That means a lot to me. Hey, Miss Lady, Mickey AC, that's right. Oh, Clarion. Yeah, that's what, did I say that? What did I say? I don't know. I thought I said that. I don't know. We used to go down, we used to take the canoes down the Clarion River. And Shelly and I went down one time and didn't wear enough sunblock. And we cooked inside that aluminum canoe like a baked potato. And I remember just how absolutely sunburned and fried we were. It was horrible. And then I remember we laid down in the tent because we were just cooked like bacon. And I figured, well, I'm going to go take a shower in the shower over there at Cook Forest. And run like cold water. You know, I figured cold water might help. Well, while I was in a shower, somebody stole my watch. Yeah, true story. How about that? It was a rough weekend. Born in Michigan, raised in the Ohio Valley, Mickey says. There you go. All right. Well, let's get. Oh. We got a phone caller on the other line. Hey, you're on speaker.
Hey.
You.
Hi.
Hi.
What time's your show starting?
Oh, it started already.
Oh, all right. Well, you go have a good time then.
Did you need something?
Yeah, but I'll text you later.
All right. Bye. Well, that's what happens. You call me, you're going to get put on the air. That's what happens when you call me and I'm doing the show. All right. Well, let's get right to it here. Cook Forest. Yeah. See, yeah. Boats and Hose knows what I'm talking about. Cook Forest. We used to go fishing up there in Pimatuming Lake too. Pimatuming. In fact, Pimatuming had lots of walleye. You had to troll for the walleye, but they were definitely up there for sure. Let's see here. Louisville. All right. Surprise. I'm on my way. Logan says, Lowe says he's on his way. How about that? All right. So we're going to, well, you know, Lo, what part of the valley are you in? How far away are you, buddy? I need to know this. I need to know. I mean, anyway. Oh, yeah. See, Stephanie Walleye says, yum, walleye. Walleye is one of the best fish you can have. I don't care what anybody says. Just be careful for the bones. They got those little slivery bones that'll get jammed up in your throat. All right, let's get to it real quick. As always, let's get into the audience. All right, a man on a flight out of Philadelphia duct taped to seat after allegedly groping flight attendants. Yeah, true story. A man on a Miami-bound flight out of Philadelphia this weekend was duct-taped to his seat after he allegedly touched two flight attendants inappropriately and assaulted a third, police say. Maxwell Berry of Norwalk, Ohio, was on board the Frontier Airlines flight on July 31st when he was accused of acting aggressively on board. Police said the 22-year-old had a couple drinks. He said he had two drinks. Isn't that always what they say? I mean, you can watch any police show, and when the guy gets pulled over, how many drinks did you have? Oh, I had two. That's like the magic answer. Magic answer. Let's see. Logic Rex says, duct tape to his seat. Sounds like this should have been a meme. I need photos. Yeah, exactly. wish I had photos. Sometimes, you know, being the consummate host, typically I do have photos or video, but with this unfortunate story, I didn't have any. So the police said the 22-year-old had two drinks while on the flight and had brushed an empty cup against the backside of a female flight attendant. How about that? The flight attendant told Barry not to touch her and then spilled his drink on her skirt and went into the bathroom. He then emerged shirtless. Two drinks did this to you, buddy? Wow. Two drinks. Emerged from the bathroom shirtless, and flight attendants helped him get another shirt from his carry-on bag. He then spent 15 minutes walking around the cabin before allegedly groping the chests of two female flight attendants on board. Wow. This dude's aggressive. Man, after two beers. He came from behind and put his arm around both of them and groped their breasts again, according to the arrest report obtained by the New York Post. Police said Barry then punched a male flight attendant in the face that was tasked with watching him after the incident. So they still trusted the guy after he groped the boobs of two flight attendants. They still trusted him. Unbelievable. And they put a man to watch him and he punched the guy in the face. Video footage shows Barry violently fighting with a male flight attendant and yelling profanities. He was then duct taped to his seat for the remainder of the flight. How was the flight, Barry? A little turbulence, you know, a little duct tape. He was arrested and charged with three counts of battery and taken to Miami-Dade County Jail. A spokesperson for Frontier Airlines said in an email to Philly Voice that the flight attendants will be relieved of flying pending completion of an investigation. Wow. How about that? During the flight from Philadelphia to Miami on July 31st, a passenger made inappropriate physical contact with two flight attendants and subsequently physically assaulted another flight attendant as a result. Yeah, so they're just summing up basically what I just read. So, yeah, how about that? So I guess the flight attendants, the crew members that were assaulted, were put on leave status, paid leave status, until the pending investigation. So there you go. Well, you got to behave yourself when you're on flights nowadays. Can't be groping that. Can't be groping the help. You know what I mean? Bob Myers says, did the duct tape his hands to someone's boobs? That's a great question. That's a great question. Probably not what happened, but you never know. You never know in today's world. I will share the video on Discord. There you go, Miss Lady. Thank you very much. Let's see. I would ask something, but this isn't a political show. That's right. We try to avoid politics on the Pops and Low radio show, you know, just because we're just engulfed in politics the rest of our life. So we try to avoid it as much as we can. Logic Rex says, full send stupid. That's right. Angry Conservative says, I think he had a few more than two. That's my guess. I'm going to agree with you on that one, Angry Conservative, but that's what they always say. How many drinks did you have? Just had two. Let's see. Bob Myers. Oh, we already read that one. And Miss Ladies laughing out loud to Bob's comment. All right. Well, Lowe said that he was about 20 minutes away. So we're going to try to drag the show. We're going to try to drag the show out just a bit. And the studio's not even set up for a second person. I didn't set it up, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Now, how about this story? This is a pretty interesting story. A woman sues McDonald's for making her break her fast with aggressive advertising. Yeah. You know, we live in a world where everything is somebody else's fault all the time. A Russian woman is reportedly taking fast food giant McDonald's to court for making her break her fast, her Lent fast, with an aggressive advertising showing delicious burgers. I'm not going to pronounce her name. It's like Ksenia of Chinkova, whatever, an Orthodox Christian from the Russian city of Omsk, is suing the world's largest fast food restaurant chain for allegedly making her break fast food fast for Lent 2 years 2 years ago. Jeez, it's poorly written. Allegedly breaking her Lent, her fast for Lent 2 years ago with its delicious looking ad banners. She said the woman accuses McDonald's of breaking the consumer protection law and insulting her religious feelings by advertising delicious meat products during a time when Christians attempt to refrain from eating meat and other animal products. She's requesting 1,000 rubles. That's $14 as compensation for sustained moral damage or morale damage. $14. That's all that your fast is. That's all it's worth is $14. I don't know. Maybe that's what she spent on the meals and she just wants recouped. In her complaint, Orvchinskova is referring to an event that reportedly took place in April of 2019 while she was fasting for Lent. The woman hadn't eaten any meat for about a month, but as she was walking through the streets of Omsk, she saw an appetizing banner for McDonald's cheeseburgers and chicken McNuggets. Well, although she had fasted successfully during Lent for the previous 16 years, she couldn't resist her craving, so she went into the nearest McDonald's and ordered herself a burger. The woman immediately regretted giving into her weakness, but blamed the fast food chain's aggressive advertising for her weakness. It sounds to me like she saw a banner on like a bus station or something, a banner, and that she considered that aggressive advertising. I don't know about that. By this point, I had already been fasting for a month, but when I saw an advertising banner, I couldn't help myself. I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger, she said. In the actions of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law. I asked the court to investigate and if a violation has taken place to oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for morale damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles. You will give me 1,000 rubles. 1,000 rubles. The date of the preliminary hearing on Ovchinskova's claim has not yet been set. How about that? How about that? Let's oh geez, what's this world coming to? Let's take a look at some of the comments here. Boats and Host says two in each hand. Yeah, you know it. You know this lady was just driving these cheeseburgers down her throat, and I didn't see a picture of good old Oven Chinskova's. Yeah, but I'm assuming she was a big woman. Just assuming. Logic Rex, yeah, there we go. That's exactly right. Being a little creative with the little, what do you call those things? Whatever they're called. Miss Lady says, oh, goodness, some don't watch TV. Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, the aggressive advertising. She forced herself to go to the closest McDonald's. Bob Meyer says, and that's how Cuomo got duct tape marks on his arms. Oh, boy. Well, Jennifer says, welcome to the land of the freely, able to file a lawsuit for any reason. Yeah, I guess even in Russia, Jennifer, even in Russia, you can file a lawsuit for just about anything. Logic Rex says $14. Guess she sprung for the combo and the apple pie. Yeah, you wonder. You wonder how many of those cheeseburgers she drove down her gullet. Stuff. Boy, I highly recommend that. Let's see. DC Irish says it's better than $10. Yeah, you got that right. DC, how's the fishing trip going, buddy? Hope you're doing well out there. Let's see. Jennifer says, oops, never mind. Clearly in Russia, not the United States. That's all right. Hello, DC says. Mickey says, hello, DC Irish. Jennifer says, let's start a GoFundMe for her. For a goal of $14 or 1,000 rubles. I can resist anything but temptation. Oscar Wilde. See, this is one of the most educational shows. Out of all the YouTube channels, I think there's only 35 million of them. This is one of the most educational YouTube channels. Bob Myers is always here with good quotations and educating us all. So we appreciate that, Bob. Oh, boy. I'm in love. I love it. I love it. Miss Lady says, so that might be a lot for her in Russia. Yeah, I wonder. I wonder how far $14 goes in Russia. And I wonder what part of Russia. I mean, they did name the town. Omsk. O-M-S-K. Omsk. Let's see. That's right. There we go. Bob Meyer says, how's the fishing going, D.C.? Yeah, exactly right. I've got about 180 miles to go to my fishing area. Ooh. Little backfire, but be there tomorrow afternoon. Doing great though. That's good to hear, man. Good to hear. Angry Conservative says, I think I will take over at some point with what I'm doing. Okay. Not sure. I'm missing the point of that one. Boats and Hoes says, DC, hope you're keeping in between the navigational beacons. Yeah, that's right. You got to do that. You got to stay in between the navigational beacons at all times. Well, it is 7:24. I should probably talk about one of my sponsors. Just so you know, one of my sponsors, Good Talk Radio, well, they went off the air. So unfortunately, it is what it is. But I got these little servings. I'm going to talk about Jen and Bob's company. And that, of course, is Gray Feather Farm. I got these samples. So if you're ever in Mesa area, and you want to stop by the Say What You Will radio studio, I've got free samples for you. But don't wait for that. Go over to saywhatyouwillradio.com and click on the sponsors link and go to Gray Feather Farms page. They're on Etsy. You can get yourself some of these amazing all-natural skincare products. They're very affordable. I swear by it. The lip balm I use every single day. The crack attack I use every single day. And they have so many other just fine products, all natural skincare products. Check them out on saywhatyouwillradio.com. All right. Let's see here. That's exactly right. Yeah. Angry Conservative says being the most educational. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. DC Irish says, as long as my autopilot doesn't go out, I'm just cruising. That's my life. DC, my life is on autopilot. You know, once you get to a certain age, Autopilot it is. You got the good stalling going on until Lowe shows up. Well, we got a lot of people here, so you guys are helping me big time. The guy on the plane thought he found the navigational beacons. Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens. You don't, you know, a couple beers in you, you think boobs are navigational beacons, and next thing you find yourself duct taped to the plane seat that smells and reeks of beer farts. And we know it to be true. Let's not fool anybody. DC says, I don't even see the land. Not sure what beacons you mean. Laugh out loud. There you go. Jen, that stuff has really helped. See, Angry Conservative, he's a customer of Greyfeather Farm. That's awesome, AC. Yeah, absolutely it is. Or if any of the fam wants samples, there you go. See, we're plugging the product now. If any of the fam wants some samples, I'll go get them for you. Or what? I'll get them out to you. Oh, gotcha. See these old eyes. These old eyes. DC needs some crack for his boat hands. Boat hands. That's a major issue right now. Boat hands. It's like sausage fingers. I love my stuff I get from there. Thank you, Miss Lady. It is amazing stuff, and it's very affordable. DC says, I might need some of that in a month when I get off the boat. Hook me up. Hook me up. See what he did there? A little pun there. I don't even know if he realized he made that pun. Maybe it was not intended. Hook me up, says the fisherman. Nana says, works great on my atopic dermatitis. All right. That's almost as bad as boat hands. Not quite as bad as boat hands, but almost. Let's see. DC says this cocoa butter ain't up to par lately. Yeah, don't use cocoa butter. You got to use the all-natural skincare products by Greyfeather Farm. All right, let's see. And Jennifer says you got a DC. All right. Yeah, well, there you go. So that's it. That's it. Back to the news. The Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster. Jazz hands. The Loch Ness Monster is back in the news. There's been another sighting as mystery creature spotted for a second time in 11 days. That's right. The Loch Ness Monster has been spotted for a second time in the past 11 days. The ninth sighting of the Loch Ness Monster this year has been recorded by a tourist from Liverpool. Retired delivery driver Colin Veacock, 55, was visiting from Aintree and was parked in the last lay-by north of Urquhart Castle. Yeah, you know where Urquhart Castle is. A favorite haunt of Nessie. Nessie is, of course, the Loch Ness Monster, around 13 miles southwest of Inverness in the Scottish Highlands. Scanning the water with his binoculars, he noticed something two-thirds across the loch. Quote, he originally thought it was a foot high and some 5 foot long, but later was able to compare it with the Jacobite Warrior Tourist cruise boat. How about that? The Jacobite Warrior Tourist cruise boat as it passed by the sea, said Gary Campbell, keeper of the official Loch Ness Monster sightings register. Didn't know there was one, but we learn a lot of stuff on the Pops and Low radio show. So the official Loch Ness Monster sighting register, which has accepted the glimpse as a record. Oh, come on. Not even a picture. You know, why is it when Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, everybody sees them, and aliens, nobody ever has their cell phone ready? I don't understand that. Delicious. As such, he stated that what he observed was easily the length of the handrail, at the rear end of the boat, which led him to reassess what he saw as nearly 2 feet high and 10 to 12 feet long. He said the same was witnessed by two other families in the lay-by. The sighting on July 30th comes just 11 days after the eighth glimpse of Nessie this year. A man and his daughter from Chester reported seeing an unidentified movement in the loch on July 19th. They were hill walking above Fort Augustus. Oh, all right. My iPhone. I got to shut my iPhone. There we go. They were high walking above Fort Augustus, a village at the southwest end of Loch Ness. and made the sighting around 3:20 p.m. They said a cruise boat had passed some 20 minutes earlier, but that there was no boat activity at the time of the sighting. A teenage visitor from Cambridge also saw an unidentified creature for 2 seconds in Ubert Bay. Ukert, I don't know how to say it. Bay close to Loch's iconic castle on June 2nd. Quote, he said a hump came up going against the waves, looking like a turtle's back, black in color with a green tinge to it. He reported that the weather was warm and sunny with excellent visibility. It's great to welcome people back to Loch Ness with Nessie there to greet them. All these sightings are credible, he said. All the other 6 sightings this year have been by Loch's webcam. Oh, so there is a webcam. And the Loch Ness Monster has been spotted on the webcam. Sightings of the Loch Ness Monster last year reached 13. In 2020, startling images of a large creature inhabiting the depths of Loch Ness were captured on sonar by skipper Ronald McKenzie aboard the Spirit of Loch Ness tourist boat. They are said to be the most compelling evidence of the existence of the Loch Ness Monster. Well, how about that? Leading sonar expert Craig Wallace described the sonar images as very curiously large, clear, and distinct contacts, all strangely near the Loch bed. And 100% genuine, Nessie expert Steve Feltham, who has been searching for Nessie for 30 years. Well, don't go too far. It's all right there in the same place. Come on now. He's been looking for this thing for 30 years, says Mr. McKenzie's sonar images are the most compelling evidence of the existence of the legendary creature. Scientists had earlier claimed that they had solved the mystery, and Nessie said she could possibly be a giant eel. It follows DNA analysis of living species in the freshwater loch. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't it be actually cool if they actually found this thing? I think that would be phenomenal. Zach Smith, how you doing, buddy? Hope you're doing well. Let's jump into some of these comments here. Let's see. Oh, I still had Jennifer's comment up, so I know where I left off. Yeah, Jazz Hands. Let's see. You need crack, DC. That's exactly right for those fish hands. I'll buy a year's supply. Whoa. Oh, fishing must be good. Angry Conservative says, Pops, you don't even have to go to the website for testimonials for Jen's products. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Nessie is real, Jennifer says. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, if there's a giant eel out there, I think that would be pretty phenomenal to actually see. It's worth, you know, I'm not saying that it's not impossible. I'm not going to say that. Angry Conservative says, I want Nessie to come here and take care of a few people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and you both, buddy. I hear what you're saying. DC Irish, I would almost swear that I saw a great white shark last night, but I think it was just a whale. I would love to see a great white shark in the wild, as long as I'm not in the water. I'm not one of those people that could do the whole cage thing. I don't think I could do a cage. I couldn't get into the underwater deal and be that up close and personal with the sharks. I don't think I could do that. Mickey says, can we petition for Nessie to take up residency in the Potomac. Thank you very much. And we dropped some politicians in to swim with her asking for a friend. Well, there we go. That's as close to politics as we get here on the Pops and Low radio show, but we appreciate that. Agri Conservative says, that would have to be neat to see DC. Yeah, that's right. Bob Meyer says, when is it ever warm and sunny in Scotland? That's a great question. See, that is one place that I would love to go, though, by the way. Let's see. What's up, broskies? Zach says, how you doing, sir? DC says, I've seen orcas and blue whales this week. Wow. See, that would be another amazing thing. Do you remember the movie Orca back in the 70s? That was a crazy movie. Let's see. DC says I wouldn't be in a KGs. Yeah, either. Screw that. Yeah, I just can't do that. Those guys, you know, you watch during the Shark Week and all that type of stuff, and they go in those cages and the sharks like are right. Nah, I can't. I couldn't do it. Nope. Mickey says I would so be in for some shark cage diving. See? Pretty scary. Good for you, Mickey. I couldn't do it. Mickey says, but you won't jump out of a plane. Ah, see that? Well, see, I think I would jump out of a plane if I had to do one or the other, because I don't like to be underwater. Like, it freaks me out. I don't like to be in the ocean to begin with, and then to be underwater with like a, in a cage. Nah. Nope. No, I think I would jump out of a plane if I was forced to do one or the other. Hell yeah. Hell no. Ain't jumping out of a perfectly shitty plane. Well, I think I would do the whole plane thing. Cage, seeing a great white on my bucket list, Jennifer says. Wow. Okay. Angry conservative says, I want to dive with great white sharks. It's on my bucket list as well. Okay. I would not jump out of a plane nor in the water. I can't really see. Nope. Nope. That's exactly right, Miss Lady. See, I'm with you. But if it was one or the other, if you had to do one or the other, I don't know. Let me show you this video. This is the next story. This is pretty awesome. I picked up this video. Check this out.
Друзья, мы сделали машину огнемет, и сейчас у нас будет первый тест. Посмотрим, что с этого получится.
Now, I would like to have one of those. And again, we try to stay out of politics on this show. But, you know, if you come to one of those busy intersections where they're blocking the intersection, like a Antifa rally, and you had that car, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Russian mechanic Vahan, all these Russian names. Anyway, this Russian mechanic dude has converted a VAZ-2106, also known as a LADA, like a Lada 1600, into a flame-throwing machine. He calls the new version his Dragon and claims it's the first car in the world that can spew fire. Video was posted online, shows powerful jets of fire shooting out of two of the four headlights and hitting the wall on the far end. Yeah, it did go pretty far. I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with it. Stephanie says, fire, fire, fire. Just like Beavis and Butthead. Remember them guys. DC says, that will clear the crowd. Yeah, no question. That's what I'm talking about. You come across a busy intersection, they're blocking. Antifa's having their rally. You fire that up. That's all I'm saying. Mickey says, I'm not going to turn into a house-sized grease spot by driving, by diving with some sharks. The thought of my ankles going through my brain kind of scares me. Yeah, me too, Mickey. Me too. Logic Rex says, twisted metal coming to mind. All right. I call that a crow control device. Oh, jeez. I don't know what that means. A video on Reddit, the flaming guns from the outer headlight bezels shoot out fire that reaches some 20 feet from the vehicle. That looked like a lot more than 20 feet. That first one looked like 30 to 40 feet. The person behind the wheel, while the car remains stationary, is presumably the mechanic. While he is seated inside, the car repeatedly shoots out fire. The engineering of the vehicle is not shown, but it does make sound. Online viewers suggest that the means the mechanic probably installed a pump to generate power to propel the fire out of the vehicle. Well, of course. Of course. Tech bloggers and car buffs posted comments ranging from, quote, it is useless in the real world. I don't agree. Imagining a place for the vehicle in a Mad Max or James Bond movie. Guess who's here? He's knocking at the door. Give us 1 second. We'll be all right back. Oh, maybe he's in. Maybe he's in. Let's wait and see. Anyway, yeah. So he said, yeah, it's useless in the real world. Again, I don't agree. Imagining a place for a vehicle in a Mad Max or James Bond movie. The mechanic said the vehicle will be used to burn another car in an upcoming race. Friends, you have seen the powerful fire of my dragon spits. Therefore, on 15th of August, we will burn the losing car with the dragon. Make your cars better, he says. There's going to be a hot car battle, he posted. I guess this is some sort of demolition derby, maybe. I don't know. Some online viewers compared the vehicle to Dragon, one of the three dragons in the Game of Thrones. Oh, Dragon. Oh, yeah. Dragon, Game of Thrones. There you go. It is not the first car that this mechanic has adapted. He once built a monster truck with giant wagon wheels and a vehicle that looks like a spider as it travels along the road with eight legs. I actually have a picture of that too. Let's see here. This is the spider car that he developed. Check that out. That is BA. That's a phenomenal looking car. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go see if I can let my son in here, Lowe's here. We'll be right back. Just sit tight. And it's now officially the Pops and Low Radio Show. I'm not just Pops anymore.
Man, we made it barely, but we made it.
Hello. Oh,
wow. All right. In the building. You guys don't know what I went through to get here. Okay. So, yeah.
I got to love the loyalty. I got to love the loyalty.
Man, I saw you went live. I was like, we got to figure it out.
Can't let you have my drink.
Hey, you can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, the man was in here ready to go for you guys. He was in here with the Twizzler bites and everything.
Oh yeah, the nibs.
He was prepped.
Yeah.
Holy cow! As you can see, I'm out of breath. I was running.
I like what Mickey says. She said that car would have been come in handy in Children of the Corn. Just saying. Yeah. This. I don't know if you saw this car.
I didn't. I haven't watched yet. I was trying to get here. Oh.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
That's pretty badass, isn't it?
Now, is it operational?
It is fully operational.
It is fully operational spider car. Do they have a name?
I don't know.
They should name it. There's so many great names you could come up with for that.
That's a Russian dude. A Russian came up with that vehicle.
Man.
He also had the flame-throwing car.
The flame-throwing car?
Yeah, the flame-throwing
beauty.
Car. Let me get to the comments here. I got to get rid of that. There we go. Jennifer says, Smitty. Mickey says, could you imagine the popcorn? Not sure what that means.
Not sure either. I thought I was out of the loop. All right.
From the flamethrowing car, perhaps.
I see you.
DC Irish says, I'm going to flamethrowers on the boat. Oh, would that be nice? That's what I'm talking about. See, you can incorporate flamethrowers just on about anything.
Man, yeah, it's always applicable. And you want to talk about efficient cooking, right? A flamethrower just gets the job done.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll have to show you. We will replay the video here in just a minute.
Beautiful.
Let's see. Hey, Dave, you should have been singing during the break. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, he's over 2,000 miles away. He's not here in the Say What You Will radio studio.
Yeah, that audio quality would have been a little suspect, but it's all right.
Yeah, see, Agri says, took you long enough, Lo.
I'm telling you, it took a lot to get here. A lot of things weren't going right, and then they changed and went right, so we were able to squeeze in at the final hour.
Stephanie says, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
That's what I'm here for.
DC Irish, you should grill them as fast as you can catch them, says Mickey. That's exactly right. With that flamethrower in a boat, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, is but that then what this is?
But then what would I get paid for? DC. See, DC is a professional fisherman. Right. He's out there. You know,
just pick him up.
That's right. Right. That's exactly right. DC says, got to keep fish frozen.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe you could strike up a deal with like Benihana or something like that. Right. Cut out the middleman. Just rock up in there. They're already all cooked. Slap them down.
That's not a bad idea.
That saves their serving time, right?
Not a bad idea at all. If you just joined the show, we're talking about a flamethrowing car.
Друзья, мы сделали машину огнемет, и сейчас у нас будет первый тест. Посмотрим, что с этого получится.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Look at the distance on that thing.
That's what I'm saying. They said 20 feet. I'm thinking that's twice that.
That's 40 feet easily, 50 feet. I mean, that thing almost hit that opposite wall.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy cow. That is insane. And like, of all models of car, though, why that one?
Well, it's Russia. I mean,
like, you know, oh, it's small and compact, so you can get around and then, you know, light people on fire on your way, right?
You don't want to spend a ton of money when you have explosives shooting out the front of your vehicle.
Right. And
you know, you don't want like a Series 7 Benz or like a, yeah.
You know what? But here's the thing. Whatever. All their money in their cars goes to their dash cams. All Russians have dash cams, it seems like.
I think your microphone is not focused. That's what we're having a problem.
Is that what we're having a problem? Yeah, that's what we're having a problem. Here, watch.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got you. There we go. Right. We're a little bit better. But that is wild. Wild, wild.
Well, we had a Washington man in a yellow dress steal a school bus, and then he rams the front end loader, into his estranged wife's home.
Okay, read me that one more time.
A Washington man. Washington up there, you know,
Washington
up there, in a yellow dress. He stole a school bus and then rammed a front end loader into his estranged wife's home.
Hey, all things involved in this are yellow, even the front end loader, right?
That's right.
Must be his favorite color. He's like, all right, I'm going to get my best yellow dress. I'm going to get me a school bus and we're running into a front end loader. Let's just do it.
Why not? You know?
Wow.
These women, they drive men crazy.
Man.
A Washington State man wearing a yellow dress was arrested after he stole a school bus and later drove a front end loader construction vehicle through the home he shared with his estranged wife, authorities say. Deputies were first alerted to the man, later identified as 39-year-old Andrew S. Loudon, Saturday night after employees of Osprey Rafting witnessed him driving off in a company privately owned large yellow bus.
So the company just so happened to have a bus. He's like, that one will do. Let's do it. Bolton Host says yellow house, right? Everything's yellow. He breaks into the room. It's yellow wallpaper, right? Everything's yellow there. Man.
Yeah, how about that?
That's wild.
Yeah. What?
Honey, I'm home, right? Bam, kicking the door.
Responding deputies located the bus and spotted it run through a red light and monitor. The driver refused to pull over when deputies tried to initiate a traffic stop. Deputies were forced to give up on the chase due to Washington State's new police reform laws that no longer allow a law enforcement to pursue a fleeing vehicle unless there is probable cause that a serious felony occurred.
Probable cause. He ran a red light and he's in a yellow bus that he Grand Theft Autoed. There's your probable cause. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So Grand Theft Auto is legal, I guess, or, you know, illegal to, because,
well, that's what they're doing in Washington. That's what they're doing all over.
Imagine this, okay?
The left coast.
You're in Washington, right? You see a Lamborghini. You're like, hey, that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
You walk over, jack that, you're driving, cruising at a nice 45, just enjoying the weather. Cop pulls you over and you just take off on him. Cop's like, well, I'll catch him later.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
That's it.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah. Deputies were forced to give up on the chase. I just read that. Douglas County deputies took up the pursuit through the city limits of Wenatchee.
Wenatchee.
I don't know.
I wish it was Wenatchee. That sounds great.
But also had to abandon the chase in accordance with the same laws. On Sunday, the sheriff's office was notified that the man believed to be the driver had been taken into custody. The suspect appeared to be wearing the same yellow dress.
Boston Host says he ran through a yellow light, not a red light. Everything yellow.
There he is.
Oh, dashing fellow. The beard accentuates the brown in the dress.
Yeah.
Dashing. Exactly right. Dashing. Wow. Yeah.
How about that? Police said Loudon had stolen a front end loader, drove it through his home. When his estranged wife learned her husband may be nearby, she fled the home. Good call on her part. This is what he did to it.
Okay,
is it a yellow house? It kind of looks like
it. It does. So let me hit you with something. Think about this. She obviously has had enough experience with him. There was something going on that she had the intuition, he's going to attack me here. right? Like,
oh yeah, she knew he was nuts. She knew he was crazy.
The house, but like, you don't leave your home unless you think one, he's either entering,
right,
or he's doing something to the home, like burning it down or running through it with a freaking front loader. That's ridiculous. That's wild.
Well, authorities shared photos that show the heavy equipment sitting in the front of his partially collapsed home. It appears a car was also flipped into the structure. There it is.
We're not skimming past that. Okay. A car. He did what everybody's always wanted to do.
Yeah, he had
take
fun with
the front
thing.
Loader, lift the front of the car and flick. And that thing probably boom into the house. Hey, I can't say that moment wouldn't be fun. The rest of it would be pretty intense.
Yeah. Going to jail. Though.
Think about this, right? He had a pretty good day. Stole a bus, got the hot ride for a little bit.
Destroyed his wife's house.
Destroyed his ex-wife's house or a strange wife, whatever, right? Got to use a front loader, flip a car. And the whole time he's catching a mean breeze because he's wearing a dress. So life is good for him for that day.
You know, he was sitting in jail saying, what are you in for? Yeah. Oh, let me tell you.
Got a story for you, bud.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So I went to my ex-wife's house and flipped a car into the house.
He said it went right up there and down there.
The other guy sitting next to him was like, well, I'm here. I drove.
I got a DUI.
I had two beers.
Right. I blew a .001.
I had two. I only had two. I was duct taped to the seat of my airplane. authorities said Loudon had been released Saturday morning from Western State Hospital. That's probably a psychiatric. Yeah, it is a psychiatric facility.
That's probably a psychiatric. Look at you being right on.
Yeah, he allegedly stole the school bus in Leavenworth and abandoned it near Moses Lake in Grant County before making his way to Spokane,
Washington.
Loudon was charged with theft of a motor vehicle, possession of a stolen vehicle, first-degree malicious mischief, domestic violence, and attempting to elude police.
I feel like, is that it? Like, he couldn't have broken more laws than that. Hit those comments up there for us, Pop.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of comments. We're rocking. A lot of comments.
They're probably talking to each other. They don't like us, but you know.
Boats and Hoes says he ran through a yellow light. No question about that. Wow, that's nuts, says DC Irish. Mickey says, AC, my hubby is smart enough not to admit where I can hear him.
And Jen said, clearly OCD issues, three yellows. I'm telling you, everything was yellow that day, right?
That's right. Agri says, poor guy.
Poor guy, right?
Yeah, we don't know his side of the
story. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she did some horrendous cheating or something really terrible, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe she canceled the NFL subscription, something crazy, right? Something real painful.
Irish says, not even matching shoes. I didn't notice that. Let's take a look here.
Is he wearing shoes at all or is he wearing some chonklas?
I can't tell.
That man's either wearing some chonklas, like some Jesus sandals, or nothing. Right? And wow.
That's right, Miss Lady. Jennifer says DC, right?
That's a good comment. Logic Rex said all we're missing is a yellow submarine at this point. There you go. That's a good one.
That's a hell of a house.
That DC is.
Says. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yellow submarine.
Yeah, talk about a skylight on that house. You feel me? Resale value.
Ah, there you go. Mickey says his sideburns were wider than his straps on his dress. That's a fashion no-no for sure.
Oh, is that, man, I'd probably run into a similar issue if I ever decided to go that route. No-no.
I have a couple aunts that I could talk to them about that. Oh, I'm just kidding. Damn, homie did good work. Yes, he did.
I'm telling you.
That's the thing. He didn't put in like a half-ass effort.
No, that was not half-ass.
No.
That was full send.
That guy was doing
it. He sent it. Yeah.
He knew what he was doing. But the dress, though.
Hey, I'm telling you, if it's a, you know what it is? I bet I would put a lot of money on it that I don't have. That's her dress.
Oh, maybe.
Right? And this is all anger.
Yeah.
Right? This is all anger.
I got to tell you, though.
Yeah, that's a her dress.
That's a rough one. That's not a good look for anybody.
Kind of looked like he had something like strapped up on the ears or something. I don't know. It was weird.
I don't know either.
That's strange. Yellow boxers.
Yeah. He must have experience doing this type of stuff. Yeah, you know.
You can't just walk up as a normal person and drive a front loader.
No, I could probably get the bus going.
Right.
I could drive the bus.
Which people don't realize is not as simple as it seems.
That's right.
Right? You got to know what you're doing. So think about that. He went through levels, right? Man, but was he commando? We'll never know. I don't think we care to know, right?
Yeah.
But hey.
I don't know.
Whatever's on your mind there, Jen.
I'm thinking he was probably wearing a pair of yellow women's underwear.
Yeah, G-string, something like that, right?
Rex says he pulled a real-life Grand Theft Auto complete with the five stars.
I'm telling you, all the cops in pursuit. He dialed in the cheat code. Cops got called off. He was free and clear, flipped into the thing.
Yellow G-string.
I'm telling you, yellow G-string. That's what it was.
Unbelievable.
Banana hammock. There you go.
The banana.
Right.
That's man. Funny. That's a good comment. That might be the comment of the day. So man. Far. Good job, Mickey.
We all right. That.
All right. Well, on to the next story here, you know, because if that's not enough.
Okay. So pause. I just got here. Obviously, I'm still like kind of warming up. I just saw down in the bottom left, right below my finger, it says just pops. That killed me. I didn't catch that till now.
Yeah. It wasn't the Pops and Low show. It just pops. Pops.
And I like that now that I'm sitting here, it's right under me. So, hey, newcomers.
Oh, look, boats and hoes.
You follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Man. He said, did he not at least drop the kids off along the way? I bet you that's what the bus was for, right? Right. He's like, I also got to make a stop at daycare, drop them off, right? And then, you know, they're going to go to kinder care and I'm going to go wreck mommy's house.
So. That kind of reminds me of the episode, the original Dirty Harry movie. Remember the one, the psycho? He took the school
bus. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
Started with the school bus.
I can't remember.
Man,
did I shoot five or did I shoot six?
There you go.
Laugh out loud, boats and hoes. That's exactly right. Well, he started with the school bus. Yeah, see, and that's, you know, I could get the bus moving for sure. I don't know if I could do the front loader.
He didn't get to meet the wizard, angry conservative said.
Was it a short bus?
You're a wizard, Harry. Man,
probably was the short bus. All right, moving on to the next story. We've got an Ohio man and a 95-year-old grandma. They cook up the world's largest Oreo. How about that?
Okay. The way you preface that,
yeah.
When you said cook, I thought we were talking about something like meth. Like the way that was prefaced. I was like, they cook up the largest batch of meth in history. Oh, geez.
Now watch how just sweet this lady is. Like, this is the lady that you want. Who you want your grandmother to be.
All right, let's see.
This is a normal Oreo, and this is the world's biggest Oreo.
Yo, her voice even fits it. This is an Oreo, and this is the world's largest Oreo.
Yeah, you gotta love her.
You can't get more innocent than that voice, no, right?
And she's 95 years old, jeez. Man. 95-year-old social media star and her grandson said they've broken a Guinness World Record in Ohio by cooking up a giant Oreo cookie that weighs 175 pounds.
100? That thing, you gotta... I mean, I was impressed by the... Like, it was pretty wide, right? So, like, that's two... tables that they had that thing on. She said, where did her pants go? Uh-oh, we're gonna have to run the tape.
Oh yeah, we gotta rerun. I didn't know. Come on, it's almost 11 here. We haven't had any poop stories yet. Yeah,
I'm here now, guys, don't worry, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, this is actually a poopless show, believe it or not. First time in a long time. Man. Where did her pants go? So let's take a look.
I'm gonna need to see. Stephanie,
this is a normal Oreo. And this is the world's biggest Oreo.
On for the record.
Does she have pants on?
She's wearing Jake from State Farm's khakis, okay? She's got khakis. She's got that on.
Interesting.
But roll it back one more time, just so everybody can see the khakis.
This is a normal Oreo. And this is the world's biggest Oreo.
You know, I will give credit. It's close.
Yeah,
it is really close.
It is close. And it looks like she's not wearing any pants.
Man, that's like, do you ever see those come across, like whether you're on Facebook or just, you know, going through the internet? They have those, the people of Walmart. You ever see those?
The people of Walmart? Oh, yeah. Those Walmartians.
Right? They call them Walmartians. Walmartians, right? But they have those like compilation videos. There's this one lady. She's notorious there. And she's wearing these like tan leggings. And it literally looks like she's nude. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what
that reminded me of.
That's a horrible sight.
He said, holy cow, Batman. She was going commando.
Well, Jennifer says the Oreo could look like poop. I think she did a good job. We don't want to bash the old lady's Oreo. Poor 95-year-old lady. The lady was the stewardess from the first story.
Oh, man. Conspiracy theory, Bob.
Grabbing some boobies.
Bobbert.
Oh, geez. I missed that one. Came in late for that.
There was a guy, a young 22-year-old who had two drinks, supposedly, who then accosted two of the flight attendants.
Buddy, you were fine. He just used it as an excuse.
They sent him to the bathroom. He came out without a shirt on.
Oh, well, then he went in.
I think he flushed it.
No,
because they had to get him a new shirt out of his carry-on bag.
He came out without a shirt. Yeah, you know why? It's because he and then it got all over his shirt and he was just like, best to just dispose of the evidence.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
where'd my shirt go? And then he, you know, went loony.
Exactly right. The cookie will make you poop for sure. That's no question about that.
And I wonder, like,
is that and a cup of coffee?
Oh,
that'll get the poop muscles rolling.
Yeah, a cup of coffee by itself does it for me. That Oreo, I wonder what like she used for filling, because that filling is like different. It's not like icing.
It could be thick. It could be a little.
My thing is it the world's edible? Biggest Oreo? Right. If it's not edible.
Yeah.
Right. It can't be glue or nothing weird.
I'll shove my face in that Oreo.
You want to shave your face is what you read. She wants to shave her face in the Oreo.
Shove. Right. I would too.
No comment. He says, yes, stay there. Yeah, we're in game over.
All right. Yeah. So Ross Smith, a social media influencer known for the videos he makes with his 95-year-old grandmother, said the duo decided to take on the challenge of making the world's largest Oreo. We looked up online and the world's largest Oreo was, and we decided we were going to go bigger and better, Smith told the television station. Smith said the 175-pound cookie unofficially broke the record set by a 160-pound cookie made by Oreo manufacturer Mondelez International in 2018. Yeah, see, if you look at it, I'm not impressed with the proportions of the Oreo.
No, like my thing is 175 pounds.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But watch it again. The cookie part isn't thick enough.
No, it's pretty melty.
This is a normal Oreo, and this is the world's biggest Oreo.
You see what I'm saying?
Like a manhole cover on the top.
Yeah,
I'm just not impressed with the proportions.
That's what I'm saying. It can't be edible.
Thicker.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, hey, look.
As much as I appreciate
as a purveyor of large food dishes, okay, which you've been known to make.
Yeah.
Bob said, "Was it double stuffed?" I think 175 pounds would say it is. I mean, you should know that portions are, you know, proportions are important, right?
They are important. The Oreo could never come close to your mom's apple pie. You got that right, Jennifer. That's 100% true. Concrete for filling. Maybe.
That's my thing. 175 pounds, I can't get over that. That doesn't just naturally happen. Like,
no, that's pretty heavy.
That's additives and different stuff.
She only weighed 80 pounds, so I guess it could be close. There you go. Well, I got a couple other things prepared, and I know you made all the way over here.
Don't worry. Whatever we need to do, whenever we need to go, I'm here for whatever.
All right. So watch this next video. Like I said, I did a lot of prep for this show.
Did you?
Check this little kid out. He's got a pet butterfly, right? And he decides to release it, and his dad's videoing it.
Oh God, this makes me nervous.
All right, pull the lid off. That's it. So bye, bye, butterfly.
Hmm.
Let him out. Lift it, lift finger up. That's why he can't get out. That's it. He's free. He's free. Marvel, you idiot. Marvel's eating him. Marvel's just at it.
Oof.
Oh, that was cringy.
I thought that was pretty good, though.
That hurt me, because you know what killed me? Is at the end, you can see a small clip of the kid's face, and he's like...
I know. I was trying to get a good still shot of his face, because he was pretty bummed out.
Oh, man. But, like, what are the... Protein. I'm telling you, nice and chewy. Oh, man. It did look like a moth. I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, that's no monarch. Like, that's a friggin' moth. And it made it better. It was the accent. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, no.
Oh, hey, look, Survival's in the room. How you doing, Survival?
Don't worry. I just got here, too. So we're all on the same page.
I feel bad for laughing at that.
You know what I was waiting for? So you see a lot of those videos, right? But usually it's the kid's infliction that does it, right? So like I was waiting for when he shook the bottle for the butterfly to fall and then him keep shaking it and like smash the butterfly or something. And I was like, oh man, that's terrible.
No, but the dog ate it, just right. Like my homework.
Hey.
DC says, ever see the doves getting released at a funeral? Mark,
it happens. When? When does that happen?
Hey, Survival, Jennifer says. Let's see. Logic Rex says, and that's how the kid has learned about death.
That's my thing is, I don't know if I would have said anything.
That's how we taught your daughter about death. It wasn't through a butterfly, but when Uncle Dave... My daughter.
Yeah, you said
sister,
my daughter.
I'm sorry, your sister.
Just want to clarify.
When your uncle killed the turkey.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Holy
she was in the
cow.
Backyard. He shoots the turkey.
Right.
And it's laying there dead on the ground. I came out because we were getting ready to go to the shooting range. I come out and I'm like, oh.
That's right. Because you guys were getting ready to go to the range and that thing came hobbling across the yard and he tagged it.
He tagged it. And I said, look, Greg, I said, the turkey's sleeping. She says, no, Dad.
He's dead.
So that's
so
when
really
I,
she taught herself.
No, that's when I learned about death.
Right. That was the first time I realized that that was real.
Survival says he's doing well. That's good. How many beers are you deep tonight, Survival?
Yeah, I'm curious.
It's Friday night. You've had a couple. You've had a couple. The cream in the cookie is made of heavy whipping cream, sugar, lard, corn syrup, and lots of whipping. That's right. That's right.
Interesting.
Yes. Survival's a popular dude here tonight. And Logic Rex says killed a turkey. Well, damn, that escalated quickly.
It did. It went from a butterfly incident. So there's another video like that like goes around every Christmas, and I always feel terrible. You remember those like there's those toys when I was a kid. They're called Beyblades. You would like have the string in it, you rip it, and they would spin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's new ones now for girls, and it's like these princesses, and you pull it, and they like fly, right?
Ah, I've seen those.
And this little girl, she pulled one, and it flew over her head and into the fireplace.
I saw that.
So, and like at the time, you're like, oh, you feel bad, but it's funny. Like, what are the odds? Oh man.
Well, and then there's this video. I threw this video together. I absolutely love this. I could watch it 100 times.
Run. Okay, first off, the music that is dubbed to that used to be everywhere, and I never get tired of it.
No.
It applies to so many situations, but that was a good one. Walks in all stealthy. Shot the turkey. Lots of euphemisms tonight. Hey.
Run.
Oh, you gotta love it.
I don't know why. I could watch it over and over again.
Yeah, it's amazing. You could just... Oh, man. He said, I can't wait to get on land to get a turkey. Thanksgiving coming up quick.
Yeah, you know, and there's nothing better than a wild turkey. And I'm not talking about the whiskey. I'm talking about the actual bird.
Yeah, no euphemism there.
Far better than a butterball, if you will. Shot the turkey. Lots of euphemisms tonight.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Classic Survival says Logic Rex is laughing.
Yeah, and AWOL Nation's the quote-unquote band, I'll say.
Oh, gotcha.
That made that.
All right.
He said, who held the door open, though? I didn't think about that. There was somebody assisting in the getaway. We're gonna have to watch it again.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that again. Is he related to the Affleck duck?
I
loved the Affleck duck when it was the original voice.
Oh yeah, a while ago.
The original voice,
right? Yeah.
And then the new Affleck duck.
Well, that's what they seem to do with everything. Look at like for
Gilbert Gottfried is who it was.
Right There was so many, like, for me, growing up, a lot of serials were starting to get their like icons, like Tony the Tiger. And the big one for like they did a lot of the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, that thing is completely changed. Like I saw it on a commercial the other day and I was like, what is that? Like,
well, that's Toucan Sam. Same way.
Oh, exactly.
Follow my nose.
Exactly.
Yeah. They ruined that.
Yeah. And
man, great branding back in the day, though.
That's right. Stephanie says, gobble, gobble. It's coming to work, getting there. A Mickey says, a stupid pigeon dive bombed my car on the way to drop the kiddos off at school. Got stuck in the grill. Oh, that happened to me when I hit a dove, log, and it exploded off my front bumper.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me, too.
And it's just everywhere. It's internals were all over my windshield.
Everywhere. Now, wait.
Horrible. And then it stunk because it was burning up in the engine compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Pops, you got to talk about the time that you got dive bombed at Fountain Hills.
Oh, factual story. So we'll go off on a tangent here. But Lo and I were catching football one day over in Fountain Hills at the park there. And I stepped back to catch a pass or to throw a pass. I don't remember. And I stepped on something squishy. Well, you know, you're in a park and there's dogs around. The first thing you're thinking,
the dung. You guys want to talk about poop?
There's go. Finally, a poop story.
Right.
So I thought I stepped in a pile of dog excrement. And I didn't have a Ranger Rob pet poopy bag with me at the time. But yeah, so I stepped and I looked down, thinking I'm going to have to be cleaning my shoe off.
Right.
And here it's a little baby bird.
Yeah.
Little baby bird, little baby grackle.
Right.
And I felt horrible. So I looked down to see if it was doing okay. I go to stand back up and daddy bird swooped and slammed into the back of my head.
Yeah. Came killing for you. Like he thing was intense. It literally like hit his head and bounced off. Like it was that thing straight dive bombed him. That's why every time I see bird and dive bomb, it's a perfect image. He like literally was walking towards me and like, boom, it smacked him so hard.
In fact, I thought you hit me in the head with the football.
Right. That's it. Literally, like you took a full step forward. Like, I'll never forget that. It was intense, man. That bird was killing.
So then the bird, the daddy bird, is above my head about maybe 3 or 4 feet, just flapping.
Yep. He was pissed.
And so, of course, I think he's trying to rip a vein out of my neck.
Right.
Right. Or, you know, that's what he was doing because I stepped on his child.
Right.
Didn't know. You don't leave your kids laying around the park like that.
What a dad.
Not my fault,
man.
So I, especially when you're that tiny, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So I take off because this bird follows me to, I'd say, about 50 feet away from the tree line. Now.
Yeah. So we literally, like, when it first happened, we all, like, kind of, like, grabbed our stuff and started moving. And as we start moving, this thing, like, followed him. It was stalking him.
Yeah.
Like, flying through the air. It was
anybody
insane.
Else that was in our group or anybody that could go by those trees, not an issue. If I walked even anywhere near those trees, that thing came swooping at my head.
Yeah.
It knew me. It knew that I was the one that terminated its child.
Terminated its child. Like you were the final foot. You were like, I am sentencing thee. No, it was. Oh, man. Yeah, it was all bad. That was, like I said, that was the most gruesome attack. And like, I've been followed by like geese, right?
Yeah.
And like different stuff like that.
Geese are mean, by the way.
They're nasty. And that hiss is something different. Hearing a bird hiss. Not no fun. Go.
Not fun at all.
Man, always a code offended. I like that.
Do the bird.
Right, do the bird.
Let's see. The penguins held the door. The penguins.
Penguins held the door.
From Madagascar. Right. Like it. That's a good one.
They all stood on top of each other.
Survival says, I've seen AWOL Nation live. They're legit Artemis.
Yeah, they are legit artists. They're just not like a band. They're like artists, you know what I mean? Like they make pop more than they make. It's not like when I think band, I think like rock and roll, metal, you know what I don't think band is like In Sync, you know what I mean?
It's but when I think of artists, I think of Hunter Biden.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
Jennifer's
that was actually really good. Really
good. Stephanie's laughing at Jennifer. See, Rex, I'm sorry, buddy. I killed the baby bird. Oh, I felt terrible about it. Felt terrible.
Yeah, that song's going to be stuck in my head for hours. That's the first thing I thought of.
You know, that song is going to be. Oh, that's right. DC Irish. I had a pelican bounce off a windshield a couple days ago.
Pelican?
Wow.
Yo.
That's pretty crazy.
That is wild.
Jennifer, great. I have nothing else to do but think of that now. That's right, DC. Logic says kamikaze daddy bird. I'm telling you.
It's legitimately.
It was terrifying. It was like right out of Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, it literally like
every horror movie where you've seen a bird come in to like try to take out an eye or something, that's it literally was trying to kill him in any way it could.
I had to be 50, at least 50 feet away from that tree, maybe further.
We got far. We literally, so like, if you've never been to Fountain Hills, Arizona, the main fountain in the center of Fountain Hills takes me It's like, it's a big circle. It's a huge park. Well, we literally started going to the other side of the park because it got so bad. It was insane.
And I watched my step everywhere. I was watching from.
Oh, he said John's been cockeyed ever since.
That's exactly right. Just think of me, a DC Irish. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. Ah, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Right.
That's right. I remember that that was probably like 1981, 1982 when that. That song came out.
The golden era, huh?
Yeah, the girl in the she was dressed up like a cheerleader with and roller skates.
Why do you remember that off the top of your head, Pop? Huh?
I don't know, buddy. That's when the MTV came out and everybody was watching videos.
Man,
that's right. Angry Conservative says Mickey is that your about your husband? Oh, set the date. I'm okay.
Anyway, he said okay. I cannot confirm or nor deny anything I say or do.
That's right.
Well, that's the best way to live life.
That's exactly right.
Well, what else you got, Pop? You got anything?
That's it. That's all I
have. I know. I came in right through the end there, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, for those of you that stuck around to watch me run in the door out of breath, I appreciate you. Man, Pops, I appreciate you rocking through the show as much as you could.
It was a rough one.
It was probably better that I wasn't here.
No.
But,
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, to everybody tuning in, we appreciate you. This has been the Just Pop Show.
That's right.
We are no longer on Good Talk Radio. Is that correct?
Good Talk Radio is gonzo.
Againzo.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for us on Good Talk Radio, you won't find us. So check out saywhatyouwillradio.com. Make sure you go check out our sponsors tab. If you guys feel like donating to the show so that we can do different things, more fun things, okay, please contribute. There's different ways to contribute.
See, he's being honest. We need both Pops and Low the Pops and Low radio show.
I do appreciate that. It would be nice if we had Pops and Low and producer Ray, because I know Pops hates doing the production too. It's tough.
That's right, Jennifer. The fam kept the groove going. You guys helped out big time because I was if I was just doing this by myself without the comments,
you'd have been fine. You'd have been fine. You'd have been fine.
It would have been a snooze fest.
A schnauzer.
Snooze fest.
It's all right. You know what's funny? You actually had 11 people watching when I walked in. Yeah. And then after I sat down, you had 8. And we've had 8 ever since. So I'm just saying. It's a sign.
It is what it is.
They saw me. They were like, boop.
See ya.
All right. Well, guys, if you guys have anything to that you guys want to see on the show, anything you guys want to see us do, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to put this out there in the comments. Me and Pops, we have lots of ideas of things that we want to do. We also have full-time jobs, right?
Yeah.
And full-time family, so we're busy.
Nah.
So if you guys have stuff that you want to see, say something. If you want, there's some crazy challenge going around, I'm not promising we're going to do it, but we may. Do something. Throw ideas. If you guys want to see something part of the show, we're all for it. So let us know in the comments. Pops, anything else?
No, that's it. But I would love to do a man on the street type of stuff. We'll
man on the street. There. Maybe we've been talking about doing some crazy food challenges. We're going to start getting creative. All right. So, stay tuned. We'll be here next week. No, we are not doing the one chip challenge. Both of us would die.
What is the one chip challenge?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Maybe next week we can watch the one chip challenge video and react to it. Maybe something different.
Hot sauce challenge.
That's pretty much the one chip challenge is scarier.
Jennifer says we love the strange news odd stories.
We're exactly always going to keep that. Yeah. We are the purveyors
of odd news.
So the crazy food challenge. Yeah, that's something we want to do. We found
what's
a place.
The one chip challenge. What is
okay?
That?
So one chip challenge. There's a company. It starts with a P. They make the world's.
I agree, Mark.
We need to do that.
We need to get producer Shell on the.
We got to get. Maybe we should do a significant others episode.
Oh,
get everybody in here.
Oh,
The one chip challenge. It's this company. It starts with a P, but it was famous. I want to say about last year it went viral. There you go, Packy. Okay, so the one chip challenge. It's $24 for this. Okay, but it's because the chip, it contains like ghost peppers, Carolina Reaper,
all this
different seasoning on top of it.
Yeah.
And if you eat it, like, people lose their minds. It's insane.
Yeah.
Somebody went to the hospital once. They had a heart attack because they thought they were dying.
Hey, guys, listen, too. Speaking of Mark Espinoza, his wife, Sherry Espinoza, she is the only real estate agent that we trust in the Phoenix Valley.
If your ex throws a car into your house, if you need to relocate.
That's what I'm talking about.
You need to reach out to Sherry Espinoza.
That's right. If someone drives a front loader into your home, house, and just tears it to pieces,
don't worry. Need
another house.
Sherry will help you find a new house.
That's right. Whether you're investing, purchasing, selling, you got to check out Sherry Espinoza. Go to azhomesbysherry.com, azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com, and check out all of her listings. You can get all of her information there as well. But if you're thinking about relocating to Arizona,
you should.
You got to do it.
This place is popping right now. Everything's right. Going up. The housing market's getting insane.
I remember Bobby. You guys got
to be here.
Jennifer, I do remember Bobby.
Okay, elaborate, Bobby.
Yeah Bobby.
Man, hey, yeah, Bobby. That one chip challenge is no joke.
If a yellow bus drives through your house, call Sherry.
If you run a yellow light, call Sherry. If you need anything with a home, call Sherry.
That's right.
That's how you do that.
Well, I think we've drug it out long enough. Oh, Jennifer says, John, if you remember my friend Bobby, she said that the chip challenge at her bar. She did the chip challenge at her bar in Dallas.
Not Dallas, probably misspelled.
Perhaps.
Yeah, that's okay. Wild. I'm telling you, we'll have to watch a video or something on that and react to it. But we appreciate you guys. I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you for letting me jump in at the end of the show. Yeah. Anything else, Pops?
That's it. I want to thank Jennifer for being here, DC Irish for being here, Mickey from Kentucky, Angry Conservative, Stephanie Lindley, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. She was here. Mark Espinoza was here as well. Many, many other people. Dave Smith was here, my brother, and I don't know, Bob Everybody. Myers. Of course, Bob was here. I got to talk about Bob and Jen. They were here, and
Well,
that's about it.
It's been a long week for us, guys. So thank you guys for sticking around, and until next week, do me a favor. Go over to SayWhatYouWillRadio.com. Check out our sponsors tab. There's sponsors that everybody can enjoy. Go ahead and check it out.